Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we're back in the home studio here in scenic Trevose, Pennsylvania this morning after broadcasting from the ASI Power Summit in Palm Beach last week. Joining me is Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource Magazine, who is also in Palm Beach. Michelle, how was the summit?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Wow, and you've got your happy voice on this morning.
I do.
We've also got Andy Cohn, who was recently dubbed Captain Killjoy. Andy, do you think that's a fair assessment of your personality?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just shocked by Michelle's voice, so I'm trying to get it all together here this morning.
All right, you put it together. Well, we talked to Joe Haley, everybody's favorite managing editor, except for Joan Chaykin, of course. Joe, you're looking very spry this morning. What's up?
I took a spry pill.
Yes, nope. We can tell.
It's all about the sweater vest.
You're looking very snappy in your sweater vest.
I'm rocking the sweater
vest. We also have Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine. Kathy, how does it feel to be back home?
All right. I liked my accommodations last week better.
Yeah.
We all did.
Very nice room. We got to enjoy.
I missed my wife, but the rest of you people.
We have a lip-smacking good show for you this morning.
Lip-smacking.
Lip-smacking. And we'll also be giving away a weekend stay at the Omni Hotel in Chicago. So listen very carefully for our secret word, which we'll say later in the show. Joe, what's on tap this morning?
Well, my topic cup overfloweth.
Ooh,
first, we have some bad news for the auto industry. Andy's going to fill everyone in on what's going to happen with ad specialties. And we have three new markets that distributors can target that we're going to talk about: gyms, green funerals, and restaurants. Also, Michelle is going to tell us what a pink slip pick-me-up is. And the Jersey Nets of the NBA are helping unemployed people with a cool promotion that Andy's going to let everyone know what's going on.
Awesome.
And stay tuned for the secret word, your chance to win a free night or two nights at the Omni Hotel in Chicago. Also, Michelle's going to look at some alternative places to network. Kathy's going to give us a rundown on your astrology sign and what type of business you should be in. Also, did you know you can order pizza from your TiVo?
I did.
Well, I didn't. Andy's going to let everyone else know what's going on
there.
All that and the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
Go.
Thank you, Joe. A new report from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve says that the economy officially went into a recession this past April. The group's survey of professional forecasters predicts that the recession will last 14 months, which would make it go through the second quarter of 2009. The survey also forecasts that the U.S. GDP will shrink by 2.9% in the fourth quarter and that unemployment will hit 7% in the first quarter of next year. Another new survey, this one from the Computing Technology Industry Association, reports that businesses are planning to shelve technology upgrades in the coming months as they look for expenses and investments to trim. More than half of the 800 companies surveyed said they plan to even out or reduce their tech spending through the beginning of next year. And we have one industry acquisition to report this week: Better Business Forms and Products, a Greensboro, North Carolina-based distributor of promotional products, print services, and office products, has been acquired by office product supplier Lone Source. Lone Source services Fortune 1000 companies and is planning to expand relationships with current clients through its new offerings with Better Business Forms. Plus, later today, we'll have a new edition of the Joe Show in Promogram. Joe, what kind of craziness do you have for us today?
Andy, if I told you about it, you would know before everyone else. So it's a little
bit
of a secret.
A
little sneak peek would be good.
That tailgating.
That was awesome. Who was the cheerleader?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, world's oldest cheerleader. I think it's going to be something to have to do with travel.
Very nice.
Thanks, Andy. As always, our phone lines are wide open, so give us a call at 215-953-4979 and tell us what's on your mind. All right, first, for some bad business news, and then we'll get to some good stuff. Andy, since you are Captain Killjoy, why don't you hit us with the bad news first?
I always have to be the one, right?
You are.
Well, everybody's hearing about the potential bailouts of Detroit companies, the automakers. Where does everybody stand on that? Bailout or no bailout?
Bailout, definitely.
I'm conflicted.
You're conflicted.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with Kathy.
In a state of conflict?
Conflict, yes.
Okay, well.
I say no bailout. But
you say no bailout.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the good news for a bailout would be saving the Detroit companies, because for the ad world, they take up almost 4% of all U.S. advertising. Yeah. So
it's a big chunk.
Yeah. So knocking out these companies would not only hurt TV advertising and print advertising, but also ad specialties. As we all know, the local dealerships are huge buyers of ad specialties, as are the parent companies. So there's a big deal going on with the car companies and whether the government gives them the money they need to actually survive. GM is on the brink of bankruptcy, so it would need the loans or whatever the government might come up with.
You know, I obviously they're in big trouble, but does the government really want to get into that business? I mean, what
well,
kind of president
the government that? Might want to get into the business of saving like 3 million jobs.
Yeah,
that's the business the government might want to get into.
I think
in
this instance they may have to step in with a bailout, not to set a precedent, but I think that they might have to.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I like you, Melinda. I'm not sure that you want to set that kind of precedent, but the fact is that the trickle down effect would be. Like we've never seen before.
Why are they in this position?
Because of lack of innovation.
Well,
that's not the only reason, though. That's not the only reason.
That's a big reason.
It's a reason.
Well, part of the problem is that they're manufacturing a product that no one wants.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, I recently bought a Honda, and they're doing fine. The dealership was, I wouldn't say fine.
They're not doing fine.
Well, they're faring better than some of the other automakers.
Absolutely.
And there were lots of people in the dealership, and the guy was not willing to negotiate as much as I thought, actually. But maybe things have changed. That was 2 months ago before some of the loans.
You should have just walked out and
I should have waited.
See how well he would have negotiated.
Well, we're going to pause for a word from our sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, we'll forget about the bad economy and hear about three hot markets for distributors to sell to. So stay tuned.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
We are back on ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, and our phone lines are open. Give us a jingle at 215-953-4979 and tell us what's on your mind. All right, guys, enough bad news. There are plenty of red-hot markets out there distributors should be looking at. Michelle, what have you got for us?
Well, one really hot market are gyms. And the smart ones like Gold's Gym and Equinox in New York are coming up with programs like at Gold's Fatonomics.
Fatonomics.
Wow. It centers on helping people shed excess weight. And here's one statistic they came up with. Being 50 pounds overweight burns 9 extra gallons of gas per year. So I guess if you're sitting in your car and you have an extra 50 pounds on you, you're going through an extra 9 gallons of gas.
Interesting.
At Equinox, they're touting mind over madness. And the promotion says, in these changing times, make a renewed commitment to yourself to lead a healthy life. And a rival gym also says, protect your most important asset, your health. And they've cut their initiation fee so people can join. I guess the point of it being that, you know, there's things we can't control, like the economy, but you can take control of your health and at least stay physically fit.
That's true. Well, it's a good stress reliever, too.
Absolutely.
And this is a great time for distributors to start working with gyms, because I know in January is when they with the whole New Year's resolution,
right,
is when every gym in America is promoting itself, for sure. I used to belong to New York Sports in New York City, and they would do huge January promotions.
Yeah, well, so, that makes sense.
We're having my son's birthday party at New York Sports Club.
And what do you do? Is there a clown coming?
Are they doing aerobics?
There's
Are you
no going to
be jump roping with the
There's all
children?
Sports sorts of games, and there'll be a basketball hoop at about 6 feet, so I'm looking forward to dunking on it.
Finally, you'll be able to dunk.
Exactly.
Like you'll be like a Harlem Globetrotter,
yeah,
Andy.
Yeah, you bet.
Kathy, what's another unexpected market that distributors should be dying to crack?
Dying? Yes, I get it. That's punny. U.S. funeral homes generate about $11 billion annually, and now this has been big in Britain for years, green funerals, but it's really catching on in the U.S. lately.
Green funerals.
Green
what does
funerals.
That entail if you want to have a green funeral?
You're going to be buried in an eco-friendly coffin.
Ah.
Made from bamboo or wicker.
Mm-hmm.
Your headstone's not going to be very big. It's going to be a little field stone. It's all going to be very natural.
Wow.
What do you think
wicker.
About that?
Buried in wicker.
Yeah, bodies won't be embalmed.
That doesn't sound good.
They won't be embalmed.
No,
that's right.
Because of all the chemicals that are leaching into the ground, so you don't have to worry about that.
And in Britain, they also have eco-pods made of recycled paper, and that's what your body goes in. And a guy that's big on the bandwagon says a lot of people don't want to feel like their last act is one of pollution. So there you go.
Doesn't it all just kind of disintegrate anyway?
No, not
the embalming fluid.
Oh.
And I guess some of the coffins.
Yeah. What happens to it?
A metal casket stays there forever.
You stay there.
Interesting. All right, Joanne, give us a third hot market right now.
Okay. Restaurants. Restaurants, with the economy faltering a little bit, fewer people are going out to eat, so restaurants need to do something to get diners back into... Kathy doesn't cook. to get people back in. So They're doing some interesting things. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is offering $25 coupons, sending $25 coupons to potential diners. They're also partnering with food purveyors. Mm-hmm. Stone Cold Creamery is testing a partnership with Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, and 40% of their sales are going to be chocolate-related now. And Starbucks is offering a $5 card to college students with a letter, a pre-written out letter for them to send home to their parents and say, please put more money into
send
my card.
Send more coffee.
No, send more money. Uh-huh. You can go online and you can recharge the card. So, you know, restaurants really need to get diners back in.
Starbucks needs to do everything it can.
There you have it. Gyms, green funeral homes, and restaurants.
I was just going to say the Grotto also, Melinda, that we go to.
Ooh, the Grotto. It's a famous bar in Newtown, Pennsylvania.
Right, and restaurant. And they've been sending us coupons for free appetizers and dinners and also an email joke of the week.
A joke of the week?
Are they funny?
Not really.
Have you taken them up on the coupons?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we've used them.
They probably ran right out.
Attention, Grotto. Send more coupons to Kathy
Houston. That's right.
Well, we'd love to hear from distributors about what markets they're targeting right now. Call us at 215-953-4979 and tell us where you're focusing your efforts. Well, there's another bright spot in this sour economy, guys. There's a growing demographic that some marketers are trying to target, and that's the unemployed. Isn't that right, Michelle?
That is. It's very true. The Westin in New York and Times Square has turned layoffs into a sales opportunity. They're offering a pink slip pick-me-up spa promotion that gives 20% off facials from the hours of 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily.
I want to get fired.
For people who aren't working during those hours. And they say, the spa director says, you know, if you're unemployed, you need to pick me up and you also need to look good for your interviews.
True.
So I think that's an ingenious way.
And do you have to be unemployed to go there? Can we go get one today, maybe? Do you have to prove that you're unemployed?
Well, I think the point is if you're there between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., that you have a lot of free time on your hands.
Or you could be a hooker.
Well, there's that.
Well, speaking of the unemployed, an NBA team is also doing a promo aimed at this market. Joe?
No, I got this one.
Andy does.
I'll take it.
Andy, you get it. You take this one, Andy.
Don't worry, Joe. I got this one covered.
Thank you. The
New Jersey Nets have announced a program where they're giving away 1,500 free tickets to anybody who registers on their website for what they're calling the Nets Employment Program. So they're giving away tickets to people who are sending their resume to the New Jersey Nets, and the Nets are then passing on resumes to their corporate partners.
Really?
Yeah. So the Nets, who have honestly struggled to get more people into their stadium, are getting people in this somewhat creative way.
I think that's great.
Yeah, it is. And they're also hosting a career fair on November 22nd at the Izod Center, which is where they play.
And you can have any type of job, just send in your resume?
Well, I would think their corporate partners are companies like Izod,
right.
And they could be looking for just about anything. But the idea for them is obviously to just make a little promotional noise, but also helping out people in their community. So it's an interesting, I think sports teams are trying to become creative in this economy because they are also getting hit by the average fan who's not coming to games.
Now, if they could just play basketball, it would all be good.
Yeah, they're not so good. But they can't help that.
Well, now it's time for our contest. On our radio show website, asicentral.com/radio, you can enter for a contest to win a weekend stay at the luxurious Omni Hotel in Chicago. All you have to do is enter the secret word we're about to give you. And to do the honors, Michelle, what's the word?
Meow.
Wow.
And just in case people didn't hear that, hit us with it one more time.
Meow.
Fantastic. So the word is meow. You have to do is type that in. You only have to say it once, even though we're giving it to you multiple times. Well, the holidays are upon us, and now is a great time to network with all those holiday parties around. But we've dug up some not-so-typical places for distributors to network. Michelle, tell us more.
How you doing?
Yes, that's Joe's opening line at every party.
Well, according to entrepreneur.com, self-made billionaires are known for their tendency to network everywhere and all the time. And two guys that were interviewed, the co-founders of Frontline Selling, met each other in the maternity ward when their wives were giving birth to their first sons.
Nice.
Yeah, so I was really in the mood for networking when I was having
always a business opportunity.
The guys are.
Another guy, Steve Cody, the co-founder of Peppercom, a PR firm, met his corporate lawyers and CMO, chief marketing officer, while scaling Mount Kilimanjaro.
Another activity that I plan to do very shortly.
Yeah. And then, of course, the most common one people say is they talk to their seatmates when they're flying, especially, you know,
yeah,
on long flights.
Sense. Yeah.
So I guess the point is, you know, really anywhere that you are where there's people, you know, strike up conversations.
Have those business cards ready. Yeah. Joe, where's the strangest place you've ever networked?
Good question.
Wow. Well, you have your Friday night bowling. I know that you meet a lot of people there.
Oh, yeah. We talk to all
but
different types of people.
But he's not selling anything.
No, I'm not selling anything.
Well.
That we know of.
You're selling ASI. You're promoting ASI radio.
He's got the Joe show. He's selling the Joe show. Come on.
You know, I actually met one of my columnists, the patent lawyer, that I'm friendly with. On the plane. We were both on a plane that was going through awful turbulence, and we were both so nervous, and we just struck up a conversation.
Wow. It was out of necessity.
It was. We were both lamenting the fact that we didn't have vodka or Xanax. As the plane
and
was.
All of a sudden, he's writing a column for Supply.
Now he's one of my columnists.
I'm not much of a plane talker. Are you guys
hard.
Plane talkers?
I'm not.
Really. I'm so not a plane talker.
If I could put blinders on, I'd be like, just stay away.
Well, you're Captain Killjoy.
Captain Killjoy.
I don't want to talk.
It's hard. It's hard in the airplane because
you want
to
do it.
I like to face people, you know, face to face, and you know, you get a stiff neck, and I can't hear anyone.
Stiff neck,
you know, because of all the surrounding noises and stuff.
That's not really my issue. My issue is just hearing the sort of silliness that people come up with that I don't want to hear.
Well, that's true. I was on a plane recently coming from Vegas, and the guy next to me, even though I was trying to read my book, despite my efforts to do that, he kept talking to me and detailing his workout routine in great detail. And
sounds like he was trying to pick you up.
Yeah, obviously.
Possibly. But, you know, he told me about this huge routine, and meanwhile, he was like schlubby. I hate to say it, but, no, you know, if you're going to talk work out every day.
You could have ended the conversation by just saying, you know, I don't think it's working.
Maybe he used to be 500 pounds. You never know.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think he was trying to impress me, but I was just trying to finish my book because it's the only time I have a chance to read. iPods
are the best thing.
Some people are undeterred by anything like that.
I agree.
They just keep talking.
You feel their eyes on you, like they want to, like they're staring at you, like they want to talk.
Yeah.
Just stay away.
You know what the most annoying question is? So, what brings you to so-and-so city? It's like, really? Do you care? Do you care why I was just in so-and-so city?
Business or pleasure?
Extradition.
Well, if anyone in the industry wonders if they're cut out for the job they're doing currently, we've got the answers right now in a special astrology report. Kath, what do you got for us today?
Well, that's nice. Very nice. Well, you know I'm big on astrology.
Yes, I know. Well, you do have a horoscope column in Advantages Magazine.
Written by the renowned Susie Starlight.
She is right on target.
Right, and my horoscope today actually says I should let my personality be seen in all its unique and kooky glory.
And you never do that.
So here we... That's right.
That's accurate.
I'm very sedate. Anyway, certain astrological signs are drawn to certain jobs.
Sure.
So people in this industry would be drawn to Aquarius, is sales, good for sales.
Uh-huh.
Marketing and public relations, Taurus are good for that.
Oh.
Gemini, Joe, you'd be a good salesperson.
I'm a Gemini, too. I would not be a good salesperson.
Well, according to this, you two are among the least satisfied with your current job.
Oh.
So, see ya. You
might want to know.
You might want to pink slip pick me up.
I like my job.
All right. Well, that's what it says. Michelle, you're a Leo.
I am.
You are well suited for a radio show because you'd be good in entertainment.
There you go.
That's for sure.
Yeah, she entertains us.
That's right. And according to this, we should all be either Virgo or Sagittarius.
I'm Sagittarius.
Well, then you belong where you are because editors and writers should be in Sagittarius.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Now, what about, weren't there some signs that are more apt to make more money than others?
Yes. Actually, let's see.
There was one, I think.
Let's see here. Cancer, among the most likely to earn $100,000 or more.
Ooh.
But
when
if
is
you're
cancer?
Cancer, you should be earning six figures.
When is
right
cancer?
Now.
When
it's not you.
July.
Sorry.
No, I know it's not.
It's July.
I just want to know when it is.
July.
But that is
you
also...
You can't change your horse or your sign, just so you know.
I don't know when the others are. I just want
to
know when it
kid.
Is.
He wants to have a kid that's going to make a lot of money for him.
Yes, I'm going to plan.
I don't know. My sign is Aries, and I should be in government. What do you think?
I don't think that's going to work at all.
You were so
Kathy for president.
In the land of make-believe.
The mayor of Simpleton.
Fantastic. Well, you thought TiVo was just a way to skip commercials, when alas, it's also a way to eat more pizza. Andy, give us the scoop.
Well, TiVo has had to get creative lately because they've been hit by the DVR craze. So people can get get, instead of getting TiVos, they can get DVR straight through their cable companies. So TiVo's been getting creative. They've had a couple of partnerships. They have one with Domino's, where now you can order pizza straight through your TV, as you just said, which is highly creative and great for those couch potatoes on Sunday afternoons watching football.
Couch potato? Nobody in here.
No.
Yeah, not me.
I qualify.
Yet. I don't.
That's a great service. I think you should be able to order all kinds of things through your TiVo. But just around, who has TiVo here?
I do.
Okay, so Michelle and I have TiVo.
No.
Yeah, I don't have it. Okay. I don't need it. I just catch all the shows that I want to catch when they're on.
You have DVR, Joe?
You do? You just got all the, high-tech things this year.
I'm living in the 21st century
Wait,
now.
You just got, you went from dial-up to high-speed.
Like, that's right. That's living large.
And he nailed living the DVR at the same time.
Can I just tell you that TiVo will change your life, Andy?
I don't need a life changer.
Okay, but
I'm
you
good.
Watch sports, major.
I do,
like, major.
Right.
I mean, you could watch sports in probably, half the time?
Yeah, but then we wouldn't see all the Super Bowl.
That's if I wasn't watching it, live, sure. But I watch it live. Watch the Jet games that I need to see live.
So you just tune in like 40 minutes late.
No, that's no fun. You have to watch it live. Sports, you have to watch live.
All right, well,
you love the advantage, though, of being able to just miss all the commercials?
Absolutely. And plus, watch it when you want to watch
it. I just flip to other channels.
Me too.
TiVo also has another partnership, which is very interesting, which was actually announced this morning with Xbox. Now you can download movies straight to Xboxes, which is so cool.
Wow. Do you have an Xbox?
I don't have that. No. Although, he thinks it's cool. Although I'm sure my son will have one in a couple of years.
No, he'll have a Wii. No, or something else by
whatever,
then.
Whatever, same thing, right?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Andy, please.
Well, on that note, we're out of time today. A big thanks to today's sponsor, I Promote You. And thanks to all of our listeners, whatever your sign may be. Tune in next week and we'll share with you more hot markets for distributors and talk a little turkey as well. Have a great day.